B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy. Ahoy.
You're looking to get a boat.
Am I looking to get a boat? No, I've got a trusty buddy here, Dave the Waterman, who says he can get me a boat anytime, but I appreciate the call. Who's this, sir?
This is Butch Azzurrito. I'm down here at the marina, and I was told something about that you was looking to get a boat.
Well, we were down at the marina last week where I got a chance to meet you, Butch, and it was a pleasure meeting you. And I was there with Dave. Do you know a Dave who used to work down there?
Yeah, I'm sorry, fella. I meet lots of people.
No, and he came up to you and said, "Hey, Butch, it's me, it's Dave. I worked with you. Do you remember that?"
You're talking about like a teenager or something.
Yeah, the guy that looked like a teenager last week. Do you remember him?
Sure.
Okay. And he said he used to work with you. Did you remember working with him? How many years ago was that?
Oh, that was about 16, 17 years ago.
16.
Okay. Who am I speaking to? Who's
My name is Stan, but here is the guy
There was another voice on the phone.
Yes, that's Dave. That's the guy you worked with.
Sure.
Tell him
what's
up,
boat.
Butch. What's happening, buddy?
Yeah, you want a boat,
Butch? It's off the books, though. He told me he knows you like a father figure, you can get us a boat. All we have to do is pay for the gas.
You're looking for a discount or something?
No. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, off the books because you and Dave worked together. You guys were tight.
No. Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. If you want a boat, I can help you with that. But I don't know what you're trying to pull.
You said last week, Butch, at least that's what Dave is saying, that you guys are so tight and that no problems. Just to pay for the gas and we're out on the water.
That's what he said.
Thanks to you, Butch. Don't you remember the dumbass who blew himself up?
Oh, yeah, everybody knows him.
That's the guy you saw on last Sunday who said he knows you. Do you remember?
That was him?
That was him.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
You didn't think he was around anymore, did you?
I know the type. I've known many like that, and usually they just skip town. A tripping boat, they end up in Texas, Louisiana.
Sure, to be honest with you, Butch, he's the butt of some jokes, after he left. I bet you that you still talk about the guy that blew himself up.
Oh, yeah. That's a tall tale here at the marina. Most people, when they hear that story, they say, Butch, you're full of crap. Nobody's that stupid.
He's still, to this day, I bet, the example you use as at the safety meetings.
Oh, God.
That's the guy.
No, there's really no need for it because that idiot that blowed himself up. We always thought, with these deckhands, you got to look the other way a lot.
He said he was a first mate. He said he wasn't a deckhand. He said he was a first mate, that he was in charge.
Well, see, what they do is some of these deckhands, they it's hard to find good help. And a lot of times captains will say, you're first mate, because they only got one deckhand.
old deckhand Dave.
They'll say, "Yeah, you're an important man," and all that. It calms them down because these deckhands are one step removed from an animal. I mean, you tell me, my God, if your life ends up putting a shrimp on a hook for somebody who's rich enough to not want to do it themselves, you know, you made a serious vocational error.
Look, man,
Fella come up here today and said that he knew this fella Stan, and that somehow this Stan was under the impression that I had a boat for him tomorrow, sent a console. I don't have nothing tomorrow, but I can work something out for you if you want to go in 2 weeks.
For free? Free.
What are you got rocks in your head?
That's what Dave, the guy that blew himself up, said. You're apparently best buddies with him.
You got goddamn rocks in your head? Why are you listening to a guy who blew himself up?
You said, "Hey, man, good to see you," and all that. And we talked for a little bit. We went into the ship store. We had a nice conversation. And I kind of said, "Hey, you know, what's the availability about a boat, Butch?" And you're like, "Anytime." And I said, "All right."
And then you told me,
"Free." That's what I say to anybody off the street.
Anybody would say. You know what? Hold on a second, Butch.
That's how I make my living, is putting people on the water. What am I going to say? No, you can't have a boat. Sure you can have a boat. Let's sit down and talk about it. What do you want?
I was under the impression that we just go down there. There's like four or five of us that want to go, and the guy that blew himself up was going to drive the boat, and he said you gave him the green light. Anytime we want, get on a boat free, just the gas. Your insurance will cover it all.
I never said nothing to nobody about nothing free. Yeah.
Hey.
Look, I deal with a lot of people. I can't remember them all. But again, somebody comes to me and says, "I want a boat." It's my job to put them in that boat. Nobody said nothing about free.
Come on, Waterman.
Butch, when I caught myself on fire and I come and I was running across the street in flames, and you started spraying me down with the hose and then stacked those bags of ice on me. I'm that guy, man.
I remember that, fella, yeah. Saved his goddamn life.
Yeah, you did.
By the time I, got the hose on him and the ice, and his face looked like it was made of wax.
So if you saw him come up to you today, you probably wouldn't recognize him anyway.
Oh, no.
Because back then, 17 years ago.
I just did the humane thing. You know, a lot of the fellas said, that's what you get for smoking crack out back where you don't belong.
That's what I always suspected. That's what
Butch,
I always suspected.
Is that what's going around?
And now I know it's true.
Is that what's happening down there?
You know, he smoked so much crack, his nose fell off.
What?
Look, I don't know what I'm getting dragged into. Yeah, I deal with boats.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know you people. If you want a boat, I will.
I don't know you people. I don't know you
Butch,
people.
Butch,
don't know you.
Butch, it's Dave, man.
Dave,
hello,
man.
Dave.
Yep, that's
it's
it.
Dave.
Hello, Dave. How are
Butch,
you?
Butch, I am the guy.
Yeah.
Do you remember? You helped put the fire out on me, man.
Along with how many other people?
I don't know how many people
yeah,
this guy's
sure.
helped.
Well, then how do you
he
remember
helped me
him?
That day.
How do you remember him?
Well, the other fella blowed himself up.
Right. Remember I worked with you, man?
Fella that owned this joint at the time, Mr. Dole, Al Dole.
Yes.
We had to have a big meeting the Monday after that happened, and he says, "I don't want nobody saying nothing to nobody about that fella blowing himself up. So I don't know if you're some kind of ambulance chaser or what, but I can't help you."
I bet it was an OSHA nightmare.
We had to buy all new trash cans.
Yeah, it smelled like a bad barbecue out there for 4 weeks. Now, let me. I want to.
You can't get rid of that stink.
I know that for a fact.
I talked to one of the fellas from the fire department that come out later on.
Yeah.
He said, "What you're smelling? That's because of the hair."
Yeah, hair has just a horrible smell when it burns.
You can't get rid of it.
No, and his never grew back. Wait a second. Butch, are you smoking?
Oh, sure.
Are you not by the diesel tanks, are you?
Well, do I strike you as some sort of imbecile? Nobody smokes by diesel fumes, except for that one fella.
That blew
never
himself.
Never will forget it. What an idiot.
But the guy
let me tell you, I can safely say that fella made everybody's life hell. He ain't welcome here.
He wasn't even a good employee. The guy that blew himself up.
No, the guy that blew himself up. He was the type he'd show up for work when he felt like it.
He
dressed like a child. Always had a baseball cap on, turned the wrong way, big old baggy shorts, could get caught on anything.
Yep.
And then he'd bring his skateboard to work, and, hey, look at me, look at me. I can do a flip. What am I dealing with? A 12-year-old here, look how high I can jump. Look how fast I can run. I can give a rat's ass. You know, I don't know nothing, but people talk, and they said something about the crack. I don't know.
Butch, I want to apologize to you right now, sir. We were under the wrong impression, and I'm sorry we brought you in on this. You've got nothing to do with this because you obviously aren't in a position to do anything.
No. Look, friend. Do you want a boat or not?
For free?
He
said free.
Get this out of your goddamn head. There's nothing free.
Well, I live in Southwest Florida, sure. Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. On all afternoon. Mm-hmm.
think America, you think apple pie, hot dogs, beer,
darn right,
baseball,
yep,
and Stan and Haney.
Yep.
We celebrate Stan and Haney.
Somebody should.
There you go.
Thank you.
On 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Did you miss us? I tend to doubt that.
You know, people comment that, seems like no matter when, what time of year, every time we take some time off, things seem to happen in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And all I can say is, you're welcome.
Yep. Told you.
you know, so, we had some certain things that needed to be pushed over the edge.
Yeah. A lot of people, liars. Told you. Stan and Haney.
Boy.
Back from vacation. After, we only took a week off.
You want to make $1 million.
What?
We got to do it quick.
Wait, let's come in. Count me in.
We got to make up John Brennan dartboards with his CNN face.
Yep.
You know the one I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
You know the...
Yeah, well, he's another one of those liars.
And you know, while we were off...
I'd rather be watching Walter Brennan.
What about Eileen Brennan?
Sure. Yep.
You know, while we were on vacation, I did get to see Junior a couple of times, and...
Yeah, he told me in a text that he saw you.
Last time I saw him was on Thursday, and you know how I try to help him, you know, and instruct him in the ways of the world and try to lead him to Jesus.
Yeah. Well, you go pretty direct.
Well, yeah, and he was talking about his disbelief in Trump, and pretty much his only thing was... But Mueller. And I said, Junior, well, he's got a lot of convictions, doesn't he? And I go, can you name one that has a GD thing to do with Russia?
Nothing. Not one. All of them are cheating on taxes.
I am most interested in Junior's reaction to the Mueller report.
I ignored it.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
It doesn't fit the narrative.
Nope, as most of the left does.
Mm-hmm.
Had a vacation.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I went. I'm going to get into this more, like at around 3 o'clock. Went to St. Augustine. Love St. Augustine. Love it.
Do you know something weird about St. Augustine?
What?
Somehow, and you and I are involved. Ponce de Leon. You know, he went up, and we know he went to St. Augustine, but where did he first land? They're looking at the maps now, and they think he landed on Melbourne Beach before St. Augustine.
It.
They know for a fact that Ponce de Leon was right down the road at Mound Key as well.
Yep.
So you got Southwest Florida, Melbourne, and St. Augustine.
Rumor has it he was at Bucky's Raw Bar.
Oh, yes. With Don Pedro Menendez and Don and Sally.
Yep. For $1.50 beers.
Yeah, that was shortly after the Huguenot slaughter. So St. Augustine's a great place with all that history.
So much history.
Do people know that that's the oldest place in North America?
People know.
1565.
Let me tell you something. They tell you if you're in St. Augustine
all
for
you have
more
to
than
do
20
is,
minutes, they'll tell you.
All you have to do is get within 20 miles on the interstate and it'll tell you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'll talk more about this later. I think I'm fine to talk about this.
Is Marineland closed?
Yes. No.
Oh, good.
So I was up there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Did you go to Marineland?
No.
Tuesday
was great. Wednesday was spent in the hospital, not me. And then Thursday, we went home.
So you had a good day on Tuesday then.
Tuesday was good.
Yeah.
Tuesday was great.
Glad to hear it.
Tuesday was wonderful.
And then you headed on home Thursday.
Yeah. 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 I'll tell you more about it at 3. Let me just say this.
I'm just guessing we probably can't get into Wednesday until 3.
Yeah, Wednesday at 3 is what I'll get. I mean, at 3
so
o'clock.
So Tuesday was
what.
A good day.
Tuesday was a great day. Got up there early.
Did you go to the fort?
How can I say this?
You climbed the stairs to the fort.
Wednesday, when it was said, take it easy day.
Yeah.
Because you're recovering. We went to the fort. We didn't go and climb everything. We just went to the fort.
Well, you had to climb up to where the cannons are.
Oh, yeah. We were there where the cannons were. I'm telling
what
you.
What a view.
It's gorgeous. It was so cold, though. That
how cold was it?
It was like 40s.
But I'll tell you, when you get up on top of that fort and you look out over all of the water and all the ground that it covers, that the Spanish knew where and how to build a fort because you can control everything
right,
from
did.
There.
Yep. Absolute Law text line. Roger Marley. Weekend guy Roger Marley.
Go reggae, reggae.
Is apologizing to you, Haney. His daughter sat in your chair over the weekend. He doesn't know if she left a sissy there or not.
But she, you
she's
know what?
She's adorable.
Her sissies don't count because she's still young enough where everything is pure.
Yep, pure.
It doesn't smell.
It's like spring water.
Yep.
You get to somebody that's, you know, 40.
Yeah.
And then they leave a sissy.
Yeah, it's like maple syrup.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now, back to Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Grab bag going to be coming up here in just a second. But I don't know if you've seen it. I know the pictures are floating around. The Stan and Haney golf cart.
I just want to make sure I got something straight first.
What?
So, Trump has been exonerated and yeah. Avenatti is indicted?
Yeah. Avenatti's next one to go down.
So, I just want to make sure I got that straight.
Yeah. Chickens are coming home to roost.
Trump is exonerated.
Yeah.
And Avenatti is the one that is indicted.
Correct.
Huh.
See, things are all right. Things are getting right back on the axis.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, golf cart. We have a custom-made golf cart from Carts MD.
And it is sweet.
And it's sweet. And we're giving it away.
I don't know why. It should be ours.
I know. Custom-made for us, but it's not. You got to listen for your shot at winning a customized Stan and Haney golf cart.
So somebody else is going to get our golf cart with our faces on it.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
It is.
Now, here's the deal. It's going to happen a few times today. You're going to hear what we call in the business a sounder. What it is the sound effect of Dave sounding like an idiot. I think he goes, bing, bong, bing, that one.
Okay.
When you hear it, you got to be the ninth caller on the K-Rock lines at 277-9600. If you're the ninth caller, you get qualified. You're going to get yourself a golf ball. All right?
You get a golf ball.
Yeah, you get a golf ball with a number on it. Or you will when you go down to Duffy's Sports Grill at Stony Brook.
Right.
April 6th is when it's going to happen, 5 p.m. Everybody's going to be, that qualified, is going to be assigned a golf ball. So as we're waiting around the green at Stony Brook, a chopper is going to come in, a whirly bird. And drop.
You mean an actual helicopter?
Yes. And drop all of these golf balls onto the green. And the closest golf ball to the hole is going to win the Stan and Haney golf cart. You must be present to win.
So you will have a numbered golf ball, and the chopper will drop numbered golf
yes.
balls. And if your number matches the one
yeah.
that's closest to the hole,
yep,
you win our golf cart.
Correct. You must be present to win on April the 6th.
Now, do we have any pictures of this golf cart available
to
look at?
We saw them before we were on vacation. They were being posted. It's great looking.
It's deluxe.
Yep. So trust me a few times today, you'll hear Dave go, bing, bong, bing, like an idiot.
Yeah.
And then ninth caller will get qualified for a golf ball.
Listen for the sound of the idiot.
Yep.
And call in.
There you go. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. Oh, I do this for Haney on Mondays.
No, it's not necessary.
Focus drives everything. It drives your thoughts and emotions. Focus isn't just about being productive. It's about experiencing the best quality of life. Try this. Make fewer decisions. You want to rein in your focus. Yeah. The more decisions you have to make each day, the more your brain becomes fatigued. So stop browsing, surfing the web, and reading everyone's tweets, and have a defined mission. If you want to get more focus in your life, make fewer decisions.
Motivational Monday. Hey,
great stuff. Poor UCF yesterday in the tournament. Playing number one Duke in the second round.
That's a nice draw.
And they're leading with like seconds to go. Finally, timeout. 7.7 seconds on the clock. Score tied. Ball, two opportunities. Ball bouncing around on the rim. UCF loses to Duke by 1 point. 1 point. Here's who's left.
Tigers and Tigers, Blue Devils and Red Raiders, Spartans, Bulldogs and the Boilermakers, Hokies, Seminoles, Volunteers, Tar Heels, Cougars, Cavaliers, Wildcats and Wolverines, would you believe what the Duck Organs in as a 12 seed, the Sweet 16.
I don't get some of these people. They'll go to sports bars, they'll stay at home all day and watch 8 hours, 10 hours of NCAA basketball. And when they wake up today, it's kind of like this.
It's Meth Head Monday.
Hey, did you watch the NCAA basketball tournament? You know, how's your bracket doing? I watched every game starting Thursday morning. I mean, all the way through the weekend. Every minute. I love March Madness. I wish it was every day. You know?
This has been Meth Head Monday.
Yeah. We started this series a while back. It's what I like to call, for you young people out there, today's millennial moment.
And now, today's millennial moment.
I quit my job. I just wasn't having any fun. Plus, I just didn't like getting up in the morning. I mean, 6 o'clock? Really? I was up last night playing Fortnite till midnight. I'm tired.
That was today's millennial moment.
Right there with you, bro.
Yeah. Got some people in their 50s that do that.
Yeah.
Never mind. All right. Follow me.
You know, I am tired. You know, just because your life is going so well at the moment.
I haven't told you about what happened Wednesday.
I don't care what happened yesterday. But you know what? You're doing fine.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
I'm playing the Xbox again.
I thought you said that it didn't work.
I got it working. My buddy Jeff got me the 2019 golf game.
But my point was,
see, if I didn't have that golf game, I'd be more prepared for today's show.
So far, I don't see any harm done.
Okay.
But my point was is that, you know, you're doing great now, but for over 20 years, you lived as a bitter hermit.
Yeah, I was bitter.
Yep.
Yeah, but I still had a good time. And I didn't play any video games. Can't stand it. Do you know? Let me tell you this.
So what's the difference between now and then that you can stand video games?
I can't.
But you own an Xbox?
I like the golf. I like now, here's the deal. I got so mad. So my buddy Jeff calls me up. He goes, "Oh, for your birthday, I got you the 19."
So that he can manipulate your time, right?
No, not yet, because it's too hard to play right now. So here's why I hate video games. Oh, here's the code number to put in to begin the download. I'm going. It took me 30 minutes to figure out this number. Uppercase, low. Then I've got it on my phone, the thing that it sent me. And so I'm trying to zoom in on it, and it goes, cancel email. Boop, it's gone. I got to go find it. I'm saying,
that's his fault.
This is not fun. That's
his fault. He could have set it up where all you had to do was hit a button. I'm not kidding.
I don't have a gold membership, so he can't.
Oh, well, then you don't exist.
Exactly. All right, follow me on this one. Guy in Massachusetts, it could happen to anybody. Guy in Massachusetts recently bought a 74-inch flat screen TV on Amazon and got it in the mail. Along with
a bonus gift.
An 84-inch TV that he didn't pay for.
So he bought a 74-inch TV.
Yep.
And that showed up.
Yep.
Along with
84-inch.
I wonder which one he likes better.
Well,
because he didn't pay for the 84.
No, he kept both. And, he got arrested last week. Even though he said Amazon said enjoy.
They surrounded the house and knocked on the door with flashlights coming through all the windows pretty much. They told me come outside. They handcuffed me.
Did you ever think that, hey, they made a mistake, I should return this?
I did, and I looked into all the laws and everything that happened. I said, you know, it's a scratch ticket. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Amazon said I had nothing to worry about. I made no wrong decisions at that point.
The dropship company tells me they tried to contact you 5 times and that you were never cooperative with them.
I have my phone ringing all day long. I run a business. I get calls from Google, website people. I have no reason to answer all these calls. If it's not important, I just hang up.
Mm-hmm. He was arrested.
Because he liked the bigger TV better.
Liked them both.
Hmm.
Yeah. Got more than one room in my place.
Well, I mean, you know, why did they give it to him if they didn't want him to have it?
Exactly. All right, Junior, I hope you're running tape. A school bus driver in South Carolina swerved to avoid hitting 2 squirrels.
Did it manage to avoid the squirrels?
I think so. It avoided the squirrels and instead crashed into a house after hitting a tree. Everyone's okay, including 6 students on board this bus.
So it hit a couple of trees and a house,
yep.
But it missed the squirrels.
Yeah, squirrels are okay.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we got a witness. We got a witness to this.
I looked out my front door. There is a bus that had crashed into the house across the street. It was a howl and a cry, like in pain or something. I couldn't figure out what was going on. It sounded like metal scraping on wood also. And a loud bang, loud crash.
The driver told the officers that 2 squirrels had run out in front of her, and she had swerved to avoid hitting squirrels. Unfortunately, she overcorrected and lost control of the bus. She was cited for failure to exercise due care.
What was that noise again?
I looked out my front door. There is a bus that had crashed into the house across the street. It was a howl and...
Okay.
Yeah. What the? See, I wish this was around when you were in high school, Haney, and you were taking photographs and developing your own stuff. There is a new beer on the market that... The chemicals in the beer, the stuff that they add to the beer.
The corn syrup?
Yeah. You can actually develop film in the beer. And apparently this beer company is going to do just that. They're going to shoot some movies and develop the film in the beer.
Some intrepid...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Creative photographers actually figured out that you could develop film in beer. So while I read about that, we were developing a beer called Super 8, made with 8 sort of super ingredients, from red quinoa to prickly pear to boysenberries to elderberries and red Hawaiian sea salt. And we said, this beer is going to have an acidic sort of sour pH. It's going to have a heightened level of vitamin C. And we thought this beer could be the ultimate film developing catalyst. We tested it. Lo and behold, it is. So we are going to be making a film this summer, submersing the Super 8 film from Kodak in the Super 8 beer from Dogfish and releasing it in partnership with the Nature Conservancy in the fall.
There you go. All right, listen carefully. You got to pick up on this. It's not something that is blatant, although once you hear it, it's like cream rising to the top. MSNBC went to a foreign correspondent for a live report from Syria on Friday, but the reporter wasn't ready. Instead, he was spitting into his hand, using his saliva to fix his hair. So they're waiting. They go to him live. He's standing there.
In Syria.
Spitting lungers into his hand and running it through his hair. Listen carefully. You'll hear him spitting.
Matt Bradley is in eastern Syria, in an area where the last remnants of the Islamic State and so-called caliphate were. Matt, what's the situation for you?
Good. Fine. Better.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
We do not have Matt.
Thank you, Matt. As you can hear, he's good. Fine.
Yeah, good spin. Give him the slicker down look.
Maybe. And remember, Matt, a little dab will do you.
Yeah. Phlegm. Maybe you knew this, Handy. Did you know the Waffle House has their own record label?
Oh, yeah. Years ago, we had them on. They sent us CDs and stuff.
They have their jukeboxes in there, and the songs that they put in are on their own label.
Mm-hmm.
This is one from 1999.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Come on
in. We played this.
Believe I will. Yeah.
Coffee's good, fresh and hot. Just say good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. The Waffle House way.
I like it that way.
We've got eggs any way you like them. 24 hours a day. Just come on in.
Come on in.
I think I will.
You'll see. We're gonna treat you like your family. Just come on in.
Come on in.
Can't believe you're playing this. The CD sat in the office for years.
Really? On the grill, we're making bacon at the Waffle House. You're always welcome back home.
Yeah. You know, if we still got CDs delivered to us, here's one that would sit in our office for years. Guess who's got a new CD out? New song out. The name of the song is Purpose for Pain. This would be one that would sit in our office and never see the light of day. It's great new music by Scott Stapp.
Even in my dreams, I can't escape from myself. I shut every door but the right one. I fought the devil and he won. There's gotta be more, cause this life is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be sitting right there in the office.
Probably autographed.
Yeah, probably autographed, you know, to the gang at K-Rock.
Yep.
I'd be sitting there. I'd find it under a pile of, well, a lot of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We're going to take a break. We'll be back again. Be listening for that Dave thing. Caller 9 gets a golf ball for the golf cart.
And we're finally going to hear what happened on Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, we will.
What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and Haney.
Hey, it's a real radio and it works great. Could I build one too? Sure. all you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and the separate loudspeaker for broadcasting.
Can you do your own broadcasting, too?
Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96 K-Rock.
The do-it-yourself radio station.
Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
You sure are.
Fellows, get your
Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang, Stan and Haney here. Back from vacation, all new shows for the foreseeable future.
And eventually, this show will end up being played while we're on vacation.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will. It'll be a best of show. So welcome, best of audience.
Whatever year it may be.
Yep.
But in 2019, we're live.
Yep. So
you'll have to edit that out.
Yeah, well, either that or I let it fly.
It's March 27th, 1976.
Yeah. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. That's when the Wayback Machine
is. Wayback Machine. Yeah, later on. We're going back then. No. What year is it? 2019.
It's the 25th.
Of March.
Yep. Another birthday week successfully concluded.
Yeah. It was concluded. Speaking of...
were you again the Grand Marshal in the Stan Nowalonic birthday parade?
Sure was. A parade of one. 277-9600. Some prizes here for you.
Parade held in downtown St. Augustine with Stan leading the way and saying, "Hi, Yepa."
No. I gotta tell you about St. Augustine.
Did you get anything good to eat while you're up there?
Yes, I did.
Seafood?
Yes, I did.
Did you eat at the place over the river?
I ate at a place that was right on the river.
On a pier?
It was named Harry's. And it was not on the pier. It was across the street up by the water. It was very good, Harry's.
What'd you have?
I had seafood gumbo to start. It was a New Orleans-based, Louisiana-style seafood place.
Well, we love our Louisiana-style cooking.
Had some seafood gumbo, and then I had baked scallops. It was fantastic.
You know, Junior and I had seafood one night.
Did you now? What'd you have?
Yeah, it was really good.
What kind of seafood you have?
What, I got fried oysters. You get some fried shrimp or something?
Yeah, well, yeah. I have fried shrimp and like 8 crab cakes.
Good. You bought, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. those oysters, Junior gave me one of them. They were really good.
Yeah.
But he said they kicked back on him.
Well, an oyster will kick
back
on you.
The next day was a little rough.
An oyster will kick back on you. I had 3 days. 3 days. To go up to St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
I love St. Augustine.
It's a beautiful town.
It is just gorgeous.
All the history and, surrounded by water, it's a beautiful place.
That's the place.
Did you eat in the courtyard?
I did not. It was a little chilly. They had the heat lamps out. I went inside.
So, of course, you get the one day it's cold.
Yeah, it was cold for 2 days of the three. The day we left, it was nice.
After all the injuries.
Well, let me explain what happened. You know what? I think she's cool with this.
You better hope so.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't want to end up, you know.
I effing hope so.
Yep.
So we started out early to go to St. Augustine. This was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday we were there.
Yeah, you do like to start early.
Well,
like,
I figured why waste a day when we can get up there and have the full day.
And my reply to that would be, we're on vacation, what's the rush?
Right, and then you don't get to spend as much time. So we go up there. We left before the crack of dawn, many hours before the crack of dawn. Got up there about 11:30.
At any point, did you say hi, Yepa?
Yeah, of course. Although she walks a lot faster than I do, so she's high up in me. You know, I don't have the spring in my step I used to have. I was involved in an accident.
But we can't talk about that.
Cannot talk about that. So I get up there. We have a fantastic day. It was cool, but the sun was out. It was breezy. Did all the touristy things. You know, did the shops, went and got something to eat, had a couple of adult beverages to start the day off. Did I say she doesn't drink much?
What kind of adult beverages were you having?
Start out with beer. That changed.
Like a fine Pilsner?
Yeah, a Pilsner. You know, a lager. Had some lunch and stuff. So we're thinking, what do we want to do Tuesday night? I've done the Ripley's Haunted stuff. I've done the train. I've done the carriage, the horse drawn carriage stuff. She didn't want to do that. She's got a problem with horses.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind it one bit. So we said, well, why don't we do? I've never done it before. We're gonna do the haunted pub crawl.
Oh boy.
Starts at 8:30, goes to question mark.
Because we got to see which one of you Ghostbusters out here likes to party.
Yeah. Well, they give you a fair warning before you go out on the haunted pub crawl that you cannot start the pub crawl drunk.
You can't start drunk.
No. And anybody that starts up will be kicked off. You know, gets violent or loud or pushing stuff over.
Then what's the point of it?
To go and try the...
If you can't do any of that.
What? Yeah, flip over. You know what I'm talking about. You know, the little stand where they check you in, flipping that over. And
yeah.
Maybe kicking a rear view mirror off.
I guess we're old fashioned.
Yeah. So we go and we do this. Now, might I add that she doesn't drink much. So... And
she's a tiny little girl.
We start off, and she wants to have this spiced rum called a Sailor Jerry.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
So we go to the first establishment. She ordered Sailor Jerry. I think I was drinking Captain Morgan and then switched. Why not? A spiced rum? Let's try them all. So...
Well, why wouldn't you go with the blue flame that you can trust?
I thought about it, but I didn't.
And you figured you'd get dirty with a spiced rum.
I was fine, though. I was fine. So, your Sailor... What is it? Jerry's?
Yeah.
Sailor Jerry.
Sailor Jerry.
And you're sailing with the captain.
Yeah. Well, these singles turn into doubles...
As they often do.
And I will add this.
Well, once you get started, you find that things are much easier.
Yeah, it was going smooth. Spring break is going on, and they have spring break up there. I have never been...
Oh, Miami was hell.
I have never been approached by more college kids trying to bum a smoke. Off the street, in the restaurant, in a store. You got a smoke?
I don't.
Can bum off you?
How many did you give up?
2, 3.
And then you stopped?
I ran out. Finally, the tour guy that we were on, he was smoking menthols, started handing them out to the college kids because they were all bumming. You know, smoking has gone down in the United States. Our college kids know not just baloney. They're smoking like chimneys.
Well, even people that are anti-smoking, they get a cocktail in them. What do they want?
So, smoke. So, okay. So we're going there, and we're having a good time. And then basically what you do is the tour guide, he was an old retired New York guy. He was like 65.
Well, there's no need for name calling.
What?
What'd you call him?
Retired New York guy.
Oh, retired. I thought you said something else. We don't use that word.
So as we go from one bar to the next, he tells the story of the history of these places and how somebody died here. They were buried underneath there. They were.
But he's from New York.
Yeah.
But he knows all about the history.
He read, and he'd been doing it for 2 years. His name was Tom. So. We go to the next place. Sure enough, the drinks start flowing.
Hey, you got to smoke?
Yeah, you got to smoke. So I'm holding my own, but I'm watching my girlfriend just She's
slamming Sailor Jerry.
Yeah.
Any mixers or fruits, or is she just straight
just
Sailor
straight
Jerry?
Down doubles. She's having fun. So we get to the last place, and it's about 12:30. Get to the last place. The guide says, "I hope you enjoyed it. This is our last stop. Feel free to have a drink here if you want."
And nobody's been kicked out at 12:30.
Nope.
But you gotta have people that are under the influence.
Oh, everybody is. Most of them were smart and decided to go home. Not my girlfriend. let's stay for one. All right, come on. Let's stay for one. Let's stay for another Sailor Jerry double.
Mm.
Okay. So we have that, and I think. Oh, and I might I add, another college drunk came up to us and wanted a smoke and wanted us to buy him a drink.
Was his name Dave?
May as well have been. It's the same group.
What was the percentage asking you for smokes, male and female?
All male.
No, I don't have a smoke for you.
So we're sitting there, and I'm done. You know how I am. I hit that wall, and
yeah.
That's it. Okay, I'm done.
It's not negotiable.
No, it's over. She convinces me. Hold on. The tour guide's still here. We got college boy that won't leave our table. We had to.
He's your new best friend.
His buddies had to apologize for him when they spilled him out of the bar.
So he's
there.
Sitting there smoking your cigarette,
yeah.
And wants you to buy him drinks.
Yeah, well, by this point in time, he's smoking the tour guide's menthols. He didn't care. It was a cigarette. So I said, that's about it. And that's when my girl, hey, don't worry. One more. I'll buy a round. I'm like,
your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Is saying this?
Yeah. She doesn't drink.
That you're going to buy a round?
No, that she's going to buy a round.
Because you don't buy rounds.
Never have. Never will. So, it's like my brain saying, I probably shouldn't, but I'm on vacation. I'm not driving anywhere.
She seems to be happy.
And she's happy, giggling, laughing. She's just having a great time. And I'm saying, this was a wise decision to come to St. Augustine. She's having a great time.
Well done, Stan.
Yeah, so she comes around.
So you're patting yourself on the back a little bit.
Yeah, saying, you know what? This was worth coming up here.
I'm tired and I want to go to bed, but you know what? She's having fun. Why not?
Yeah. So, finish the round off. She's giggling all the way home. Giggling all the way back to the hotel. Well, how great it was and how much fun it is and all this stuff. Then we get to the
and life is just grand.
Just great. She remembered she left in the car, because she was hungry then. We had eaten. She remembered she left in the car some teriyaki beef jerky.
Which becomes very important at that point.
She wants the teriyaki beef jerky.
Nothing else will do.
Nothing else will do. You know, she didn't buy it, you know, to just sit there in the car. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some beef jerky.
You know, it's 2 a.m. That's what I bought it for.
It was about 1:30, 20 to 2. I said, no, I don't need it. I want beef jerky. So she gets the beef jerky. And so, okay, she took a few bites. She goes,
I don't want the beef jerky.
I said, let's just hit the hay. So me, I've got my fill in me. I get into bed. Boom. I'm out like a light. I'm out. So I don't know how to be. Hour later, you know, I roll over and there's nobody in the bed next to me.
Uh-oh.
And I very quiet in the room, and I hear this. I'm like, oh no, poor baby. So
I wonder if I can sleep through this.
So the alarm, my red flags immediately went up. And so I immediately wanted to see if she was all right. So from the bed, I yelled, "You okay?"
Yeah. You're so concerned.
Yeah, I did.
You know what?
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy you are.
That's me.
From the bed.
Yeah, she said, I'm fine.
And then you went back to sleep?
Yeah. For about another hour or so, because I was awakened by...
You are so supportive.
So it had to be.
You weren't rude and like got out of bed and checked on her. You just yelled, right?
Yeah, she was fine.
What a guy.
I thought she was. And so it is, I guess, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. She's still not there. She's not in bed. And I'm like,
and it's about time to get up.
Getting close.
You idiot.
Breakfast was at 9.
You're on vacation.
Hold on. So it's 6 o'clock. I wake up again, and I'm like, "She's where? The, now I can get up because my head's clear."
Yep.
So I get up, walk into the bathroom. She had taken a bath towel, flung it out, laid it down on the bathroom tile floor, close to the commode, where I guess all night long she continued to have issues. And she tried her best.
Praying to the porcelain god.
She tried her best to clean up around the bowl. Not so good. I mean, I knew where the beef jerky went. So I said, are you all right? Do you want a cup of coffee, cup of tea?
Maybe some Sailor Jerry?
Some Sailor Jerry. A little hair of the dog. No, I can't admit it. I said, this is ridiculous. This is crazy. I mean, is it this bad? I can't keep nothing down. She took a sip of water. I'm like, holy smokes. So it got to be about 8:30.
I gotta say, your vomit sounds are the best in the business.
It got to be about 8:30. And so she finally comes out of the bathroom, because I got to get in, shower up. Breakfast is at 9.
Yep. You got things to do. You're on vacation. Yeah. Hi, yuppa.
So she goes and lies down in the bed. And I said, are you going to be able to make breakfast? She goes, no.
So like a threatening hug.
Yeah, well. So we stayed, because we stayed.
So just saying the word breakfast was enough to elicit a dry heave.
Well, I a couple of times said, you care for some beef jerky? we stayed at a B&B. So.
Oh, this is somebody's house.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah. Luckily, they put us in the garage. And I'm not joking. But they have the big dining table, and they have the people of the house.
That's not where you want to be.
They're making you scrambled eggs.
Oh, and see, I was picturing a hotel where they're used to this stuff.
No, it's a B&B. You know, everybody, good morning. Yes, how was your evening?
Oh, just lovely.
So I said, you're not going to make breakfast, are you? She, no, I'm not. You've got to go. So I go to the main parlor where breakfast is being served, and there's our two seats. Will the lovely lady be joining us this morning? No, she won't. She's
occupied with Sailor Jerry.
Yeah, so they take away her place setting. I'm sitting by myself with people I don't even know eating breakfast, and they're talking about stuff. I can't remember their names. I just know where they were from.
Mm-hmm.
One was a good old boy from Ocala. One was a husband and wife from Orlando. One was from Houston. A couple was from Pennsylvania. And then there's Stan.
And at any point, did you think in your head, slow Cala?
Yes. I was going to bring it up, but I didn't want to start conversation with any of them.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want them to be friendly. So I finished breakfast. Oh, we hope she can join us tomorrow morning. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure she will. I go back to the room, and she's not in bed. Good. We go. No, she's got the shower on, and she's lying in the floor of the shower. In the shower, lying there, water hitting her, and a lot of...
And this is at 9.
This is now past. It's about 10.
So this has been going on since 2, 3
since
o'clock?
It's about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, I felt so bad for her. And so I said, hurry up, get dressed. And she started.
So when you went to bed, she was extremely happy.
Oh, happy as they come.
Eating beef jerky.
Yeah. So it got to be like 11 o'clock, and the door is still closed, and there she is in there. Just, there's nothing left to come out. There's nothing.
Oh, that's so painful.
And she's in absolute agony. And I said, so.
Did you offer a brioche?
Yeah, I offered everything. So I said, hospital, hospital maybe. And I didn't hear anything for a while. And then she came out of the bathroom and she said, let's go to the hospital. And so I had.
See, she could have used one of those IVs.
What do you think she had?
I know.
So she, I took her to Flagler Hospital. They check her in. They get her
they
in there.
They checked her in?
Yeah, well, they took her in. They set her up with anti-nausea medicine and two IVs, two big pints that got sucked into her. And we were there till, I don't know, about 3:30 around that time. And Doc says, she's got to take it easy. So what did she do? I got her home. We went to try to get a little bite to eat because she had nothing in her stomach. But went back and she slept till about 6. So there we go. It was a
you
nice
mean, 6 a.m.
No, 6 p.m., 6, 7 o'clock. And then we went out and tried to walk a little bit because she wanted to get out and walk a little bit.
Maybe have a couple of cocktails. A
couple of cocktails. I got her a couple of, Picardis. So that's a
poor girl.
Yeah, I know. I felt horrible. Oh, we're late. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Stan and Haney.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. About 20 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, about an hour, less than an hour away from the Wayback Machine. In just a second, I want to talk about Naples Nissan right now, but in just a second, I want to talk about our friend Chris Corley, who passed away over this past weekend. We'll talk about that in a second. Just a phenomenal guy and fondly remembered.
And a big part of this show.
A big part for a long time. But first, I want to talk. Aaron Walker, this on a personal note before we get into the commercial. Aaron Walker has been a saint to me. He's really helped me out. I can't talk about it. I was in an accident. Can't talk about it. But thank you, Aaron Walker.
He goes above and beyond.
Naples Nissan is letting you know time is running out. March 31st is the deadline to push, pull, tow your old hunk of junk clunker to Naples Nissan.
A lot of people thought maybe we were exaggerating
we're
with
not.
This. They've learned.
Minimum $7,000 on that bomb to put towards the all-new redesigned 2019 Altima or Rogue, and that's guaranteed. That's minimum. Your car might be worth more, but you got the cracked windshield, you got the rust bucket, you got the AC that doesn't work.
You got a car that doesn't even run. We'll get you that seven.
Yep.
And hopefully your car is in better shape than that. So that's the ground floor is seven.
Then you get the Rogue or the Altima, and it's backed by something. Listen around. Not nowhere else but Naples Nissan. Unlimited lifetime mile warranty on the thing. Unlimited mile. You can have 200,000 miles. It's still covered. Lifetime warranty. That's the way they do it down at Naples
Nissan. And you don't have to be John D. Rockefeller to do this.
No.
You come up with a 580 credit score. That's right. All you need.
Yep. March 31st is the deadline. Go to Naples Nissan. Pine Ridge Road, exit 107 off of I-75. It's the place to go. Naples Nissan. There you go. He's Aaron Walker. Top shelf guy.
Better keep an eye on that son of his, though.
Yeah. Chad?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to take over the business. It's quite obvious. Over the weekend, Haney and I got news. Happened on Friday, I believe. Well, Thursday night, Friday. morning I got the news, I know Haney did as well, that our friend Chris Corley had passed away, very young, cancer. I won't get into details about that. A big part of the Stan and Haney show and a big part of K-Rock for all these years. He's the guy.
You may not know it, but you know him.
Yep. He's the guy that does all of our intros into our talk segments. He's
and what a great
the one
sport.
That does the promos and
this is the guy who goes, you know, I am the voice of Major League Baseball and major motion pictures, but because I work with these guys in the 90s, that's him.
Yep, that's the guy. And for at least 28 years, he's been a friend of ours. He was the night guy at 96 K-Rock when I got here. He was, I mean, you look at the lineup that K-Rock had back in those days, the talent, and excluding us in the morning, but you had Steve Downs middays, and then Madman Mike Gillen came in after that. You had, Mike Gillen was doing afternoons. Steve Downs was doing middays. Mm-hmm. Madman Mike Gillen was doing afternoons. And you had Chris Corley at night.
And for those of you that don't know, Steve Downs, a friend of ours that you're mentioning, he is the voice of Master Chief in Halo. So these are big-time players.
And Chris Corley was our night guy. Immediately struck up a lifelong friendship with Chris.
And one of the top voice guys in the country.
And one of the top voice... I mean, he did virtually anything and everything you can think of, from movie trailers to network. When 24 was on the Fox network, he was the guy that was doing the promos for 24 with Kiefer Sutherland. He's on so many things and on hundreds of radio stations across the country and around the world. His voice, I mean, I would be driving around. There's Chris Corley's voice.
Mm-hmm.
One of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. He has a great son, who I incidentally I think is going to be going to UCF, my alma mater, and we got a word, I don't know, probably a couple of months ago that Chris wasn't doing well, and it broke all of our hearts because we go back so far with this guy, and he was so talented.
I mean, like you said, he was there at the very beginning.
The very beginning. When I first stepped foot into K-Rock, he was here. Funny story. I've said it a couple of times on the air with Chris Corley. The name of the hotel, the big hotel that's down by the river. Now it's, I guess, a retirement home. You remember the big...
The one that was always changing hands.
Yeah, yeah. The high-rise down there. Yeah. I think it was a Hilton or a Sheraton when...
I think it's been both.
When I was getting married, and everybody here at the radio station wanted to throw me a bachelor party. And Corley was there, and I just remember... Well, yeah, you had your Beasleys there. You had at the time the sales manager. A few television friends were there. Corley, myself, and we had ourselves one hell of a party at that hotel down there by the river.
Oh, that's the get up party.
That's the get up now. Well, Corley and all them were going around taking up money because the strippers were coming into the hotel room. They had, you know, we had so many connections with the various stripper places around here. Mm-hmm. A couple of strippers.
There were no shortage of strippers at that time.
None. Yeah. And so we're all hooping it up, and there come the strippers, and they start, can I say,
gyrating?
They started doing girl on girl stuff, scissoring.
Is that where you got it from?
It was like, well, so what they did was...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They went around to everybody, gave them a little lap dance and stuff like that. Then they gave a special lap dance to me, and then they went and put a show on the floor. So our old friend Joe came up to me and said, "This is your bachelor party, man.
Yep,
we're paying for these girls scissoring. Get down there, get in, join in with them." And so
join in,
yeah, he join in with them. Well, they had their bouncer there too. And so I'm on the, I get down on the floor. They got, you know, they got the baby oil out, and they got, they're out doing it.
Oh, full service show.
Oh, yeah. A lot of friction dancing.
God.
So I get down on the floor. I barely got my ass on the ground where the bouncer comes up to me and says, "Get up.
What? Get up now.
Get up now." I got up really fast, and it had to be 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and the party's still going on. And I'm like, okay, I've had enough. And a buddy of mine, who later went to be a salesman up in Atlanta, says, "Look, get out of this place right now, sleep it off at my house, and then we'll come back and check out in the morning." Okay. So keep in mind,
so you
total
left,
madhouse.
You left with the party still live.
Still really live. And so along about 9 o'clock the next morning, I'm up now. I'm showered and cleaned up. And my buddy says, "Let's go back and make sure nothing's broken too badly in the room. Get things organized so we can check out and be done with this
how
hotel
much
room.
Is this going to cost us?"
Yeah. Oh, we had no idea. So we get, I had a key, and so we go up and open up the door. And yeah, it looked like a tornado had gone through the place. Nothing damaged, nothing shattered, nothing broken. It was just a...
Is this just a regular room?
Yeah, it was a suite. So you had the living room, and then you had the bedroom, which was a separate, and then you had the bathroom. And so we're going through there, making sure nobody left anything personal there. Nobody left keys behind. Nobody, you know.
Nobody left anything personal.
Right. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And so me and my buddy are going, "I think we're okay. I think we can close the door on this thing, head down to the lobby, and check out." And so, okay, we're getting ready to walk towards the front door, and I hear, And I'm like, "What the hell?" So I go back and walk into the living room, and there's like a table and chairs there. I take the table, I pull it back, and huddle up in the corner with a blanket, sound asleep, Chris Corley. And I, Chris, yeah, what? I said, "Party's over. We gotta check out." And I remember that we got him up. He cleaned himself off, and we went and had a wonderful lunch at Hooters. And he was the last person there. Said, "You know what? Playing it smart. I'm not going anywhere. Not going home. I'm just going to sleep here until somebody tells me to leave." And I've never forgotten. I always would throw that story out.
God, that's another world. Jeff Zito's in here. Can you show him that picture?
Oh, yeah.
I found a great picture, Jeff.
There's Haney and Corley back in the old days.
That is at the Beach Dig.
Oh, is that where that was?
And it's a great picture because it's got me, Chris, his wife, and his baby boy sitting there in the carriage.
Yeah,
with sunglasses on. It's a great picture.
So many years, and he will be so deeply missed, and my thoughts and prayers go out to his son, who has suffered a great number of losses in the past couple of years.
Because Chris lost his wife just 2 years ago?
Yeah. So, again, my thoughts and prayers. He's with his wife now, and he knew the time was coming, and he made it. All his arrangements that he had to make, but it's a loss of an influential voice for the country and for us personally because we knew him so well.
And I'm very appreciative of he always went above and beyond for us.
Oh yeah,
both professionally and personally.
So
I think an awful lot of that guy.
Yep.
Rick Peterson put a nice little...
I heard it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, put it down in your little deck there in case you needed it. But
It's
a nice little
Rick
tribute.
Put together a little tribute of Chris Corley. Absolutely. Let me bring it up here. I can just swing it up here, right?
Yes, you can, Stan.
Hold on.
Stan's good with the computer.
I've always been a pro.
Yeah, a real whiz.
Hold it. Go up there. There it is.
There you go.
That's right. Exit to DOS, then DIR.
Yeah, our guy Rick Peterson did a nice tribute to Chris Corley.
The end got me teary-eyed every time.
Let's take a listen and remember our friend Chris Corley.
Remembering the voice of 96 K-Rock, Chris Corley.
I'm one of the most recognizable voices in the world today. Network television, Major League Baseball, and countless documentaries. Yet, because I worked with these guys in the early 90s, I'm obligated to say, you're listening to my friends, Stan and Haney. This is beneath me. 96 K-Rock knows what all the madness is about this month. Milk cannons, fun bags, sweater meat, lung protectors.
Oh, yeah!
Chris was part of K-Rock for more than 30 years.
Rocking Southwest Florida for 30 years. And I wish I had some of those years back. Holy... And of course, Stan and Haney afternoons 2 to 6 p.m. when they're not on smoke break. You can't find this much rock in Charlie Sheen's night... You can't find this much rock in Charlie Sheen's nightstand. Son of a... Sorry about that. All right, coming up next to the stage is Portia. Sorry about that rash, ladies. Yep, it's business as usual. Whatever. Yeah, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... sorry. What the hell? Do you really expect people to believe this? Excuse me.
Yeah, I do a better K-Rock when I'm not so hoarse.
We remember Chris Corley.
96 K-Rock. Looks like our work here is done.
He was the best. He was the best. And you keep thinking because we'd think of stuff. Get Corley on that. And Can Corley cut us this?
All of those things that you heard there. I would write this stuff, and he was aces with it. He got it.
Well,
and
you
he
have
delivered
to have people that get it.
Because we've had other voice people
that don't get it.
And he was always down with it. He knew what he was doing.
This golf cart.
And you know what? It was a great compliment when we'd hear those tapes, and as he's reading the liners that I wrote and hearing him laugh, that was a great compliment.
This golf cart that we got here, that's a nice looking golf cart.
Yeah, it is. Very nice.
And on April 6th at 5 p.m., must be present, we're all going to be heading down to Duffy's Sports Grill at Stony Brook, where somebody's going to win this golf cart.
Will we be dropped out of the chopper as well?
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They tried to let you up in the chopper, but...
I guess you got to listen for Dave and I.
Because I thought it was going to see which, either Stan or Haney, which one landed closer to the hole.
No, it's the golf ball.
I was concerned that we could be
injured.
I'd
like to be in that chopper, though.
Insurance.
But it ain't going to happen. Remember when we were in choppers?
That chopper and the guy had flown him in Vietnam and took us all around Chuckalusky.
Yep.
That was awesome.
You got to listen for Dave and I arguing. When you hear that. be the ninth caller, and you're going to get qualified for a golf ball.
You know what I remember
that
about
golf
that?
Ball is going to have a number on it. And if that number is closest to the hole, you're going to win the golf cart.
And you remember that was at the Seafood Festival down there in Chokoleski.
Yeah.
And as we're going towards the chopper, I didn't even think about it. I'm carrying my Seafood Festival commemorative beer cup, which is full, by the way. And I'm going up to the chopper, and all these guys are going, "You can't take beer on the chopper. You can't. No, 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 no." The guy that's driving the chopper gets out of the chopper and says, "That's Mr. Haney, and he's allowed to have beer on my chopper."
And we did.
That was awesome.
So you got to hear this. I'm going to play it right now so ninth caller will get it. Here, this is what you got to listen for. I thought it was something else, but this is what you got to listen for. And then,
were you wrong?
I was.
No, Junior was wrong.
I was given misinformation. This is, hear this, be caller nine.
Dave!
Hey, Stan, check this out.
Dave, what are you doing?
Woo!
Dave!
96 K-Rock.
Breaker 19. Anybody know where I can get a good chicken dinner? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. We're going to get you updated on traffic here. So we've done two qualifiers for the Stan and Haney golf cart today. I might do one more before the show's over. Get qualified for the golf ball drop at Stony Brook.
It's going to be a big hoo-ha.
Yep. Want to thank Carts MD for putting together that beautiful Stan and Haney golf cart that should be ours, but we got to give it to a listener. I like see it like where I live. If I had that golf cart, I could be buzzing all around the community.
Oh, yeah. You'd be like the mayor of Oldville.
Yeah. Sure would. Wayback Machine coming up in about a half hour.
We got it right because you and I have a theory that we aged out at 30 and became old then.
Yeah, I'd agree to that.
So we're perfectly comfortable now.
I got no problem riding around my neighborhood in a golf cart.
Nope.
That's luxury. That's luxury.
You know what my right next there. Step is?
What?
And I think it's the debut will probably be at your wedding. I am going to wear high-waisted pants, you know, right up past the belly button they're, like the old days.
They're comfortable. Where if you wear a necktie, it's really short.
Yep.
Because it's supposed to come to the belt line, which is just below the male breast.
Yeah. I'm going to start dressing like a guy who just got home from WW2.
Yeah. It's good living. And the trousers that you wear, flannel. Flannel trousers. That's what they had back in the day.
Maybe some suspenders.
Suspenders, yep.
That are only like, you know, real short because the pants already up there.
Yep. You got
a pants already up to your chest.
White leather shoe.
Yeah.
With some black socks.
Patent leather.
Maybe even Argyle.
There you go.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
There's the plan.
Jet's Pizza bringing it to us.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. What do we got here? Fort Myers crash. 5,000 block of South Cleveland Avenue, right by the Best Buy. Then we got another crash. Daniels Parkway and State Road 82, one of the worst intersections to be in right now with the construction going on. Fort Myers crash, Shell Point Boulevard and Khalib Drive.
Is that the Arab Quarter?
Yeah, it sounds. Disabled vehicle, Daniels Parkway. Westbound at Daniels. How can you have Daniels Parkway at Daniels westbound? Disabled vehicle. All right. That makes sense. And one more for you. Fort Myers crash. Daniels Parkway at Cleveland Avenue. Maybe that's where the first one is.
Yeah.
I don't know. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour. It'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know. I saw this story over the weekend. Interesting statistic. 51% of young people are single. That is the highest percentage ever. A lot of people just on their own.
Yeah. Back in the, like, a couple of generations before Haney and I, they'd marry those girls off at 15.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of boys would get married as soon as they would turned 18. Not anymore. You got a career first.
Is that what it is?
Well, and a lot of, you know, living at home with mom till you're, you know, 28, 29. In Dave's case, 45.
45.
45 years old. And people wonder.
A Verizon employee uses his truck to save a cat from a pole and is promptly suspended. You were just talking about your epic bachelor party.
Yeah.
Well, one man has to cancel his bachelor party when his best man and a-hole buddy embezzles the entire $10,000
budget. $10,000
budget
for a bachelor party?
That would have been one hell of a party.
Woo!
Would have been like the birthday party Tony had planned for me that you messed up.
Yeah.
Can't believe he got Brad Gillis from Night Ranger.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I told him cancel it.
Little League manager steals money from the team. Now that's the bad news.
Yeah.
The good news?
What?
He then robbed a bank to pay it all back.
That's a good guy.
And finally, how did they catch the hot air balloon thief?
How?
Flying the stolen hot air balloon at the Hot Air Balloon Festival. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. You know, it's very important around these neck of the woods for some laughter. What was that? Jeez.
Oh, he's just becoming familiar with that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got that again. We had that same sound years ago.
Years. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by our friends at Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Now that he has completed his 2+ year investigation, what will St. Robert Mueller do next?
What will he do next? He's got to have a lot of free time now, huh?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Robert Mueller tweets.
Top Robert Mueller tweets.
Heading back to Salem to keep hunting witches.
There's a witch right there. Let's get her.
I changed my mind. I'm amending my report. Indicting one more person. Trump's barber. Why does the feminine hygiene aisle at Safeway remind me of MSNBC?
Don't call women crazy.
Hey, shut up, you crazy bitch.
Crazy.
No. You are.
You old bitch. Now I can focus on investigating the biggest threat facing the country.
Yes.
Celebrities bribing their kids into college.
Yep. I got the butt of gold.
What the hell?
To be completely honest, I would like to probe Ivanka.
Yeah.
To be really, really honest,
yeah,
I don't really even understand what it is I was investigating.
I believe it.
Ha 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 ha. I'm dying. This is gold. Pure gold.
Why don't you shut up?
Finished just in time to work on my summer bikini bod.
Living in America.
Woo! The station to station.
Hit me.
Yeah. Here's my brother. Time to take a long vacation and do a little colluding with the missus.
It is ma'am.
Been out of the loop for a few years. Why is everyone glaring at me when I crank Michael Jackson tunes?
Yeah. Uh-oh, the Neverland roller coaster. Look out.
Excited to announce next collusion investigation. Chris Christie and Hometown Buffet.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top Robert Mueller tweet.
Yes.
At George Lucas, any tips for handling disappointed fans?
Where's the hair, hair, hair?
Where's that pot of gold?
I got the pot of gold.
Yeah, that's worth it.
And that, my friend, is the foreign line.
Elvis
has left the building.
Left the building.
Freddie, email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
Now you're away for a week and people trickle in a few letters. This was...
A few trickles?
Yeah, a few trickles of letters. Childhood memory. This is from Jesse, this question of the week. A childhood memory of your grandparents. Ahoy, gents. I grew up in Central Texas, but my grandparents had an 80-acre vineyard and winery resting above a bluff over the Missouri River in central Missouri. It was a total blast. Great place to visit anytime. There was a dirt bike we would ride through the vineyards. Golf carts, we would ride down to the pond to fish. Just good damn memories. And I miss it so much. Always knew that we were going to have fun when we visited them, and we cherished every moment. Signed, Jesse. Who spoke in your class? This is from Dion. Hi, this is Dion from Cape Coral. When I was in grade school in Kansas, a classmate's aunt came to our class. She was the voice of Olive Oil, Alice the Goon, and Sweet Pea in the Popeye cartoons. She did all the voices for us.
Oh,
hope you had a great birthday, Stan. Yes, I did. Thank you.
And we birthday week has now officially concluded.
It's all over.
So, sorry about that. Yep. If you missed it, you'll have to wait till next year.
Next year, another big round. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Ahoy, gentlemen. Welcome back. Guys, if you're a college basketball fan, what a great weekend. Close games. Last-minute shots, jubilation, and defeat. I really love this time of year. It doesn't matter the size of the school. It's about the talent, heart, and desire. Case in point, UCF taking Duke to the last second. You gotta love it. By now, I'm sure you have discussed the Mueller report showing no collusion.
Jesus.
We haven't really gotten into that.
Not
too much.
Deep. I think the report speaks for itself.
Well, yeah. Non-story.
Yeah, let that Adam Schiff figure that one out. How can you trust a guy like him? If I saw him outside of politics, I wouldn't buy anything from him.
I meant to ask you. I think that there's something wrong with him.
He's got a thyroid problem, I think. Eyes bug.
And you have a degree of some sort in psychology.
Yes. Not worth a plugged nickel now.
But I honestly, and I'll be frank, I don't like him or his politics. But beyond that, is there something wrong with Beto O'Rourke, like upstairs? With the hand flailing. Oh, yeah. And
he has what he's done. He's young, and he probably took. I'm going to tell you this very quickly. They have consultants, much like radio. They have, you know, how you sound if you're doing it.
Where they'll wreck your career, yes, if you let them.
In television, they have consultants too, which I know he has sat down with some has-been television consultant. That when you're on camera, use your hands. It conveys a message. The way you stand, the angle that you're at.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
he takes it so far over the top. And he, yeah, he's... there might be something wrong. He's just... It's too much. He's over the top.
And everywhere he goes, he hops up on the table.
Yeah. Well, it's an eye grabber. How many times have we gone to a bar and seen a drunk girl hop up on the bar? It grabs your attention.
But you don't want it to be an eye grabber when you hop up on the table and then flail around, yep, like you're drowning.
He's got some arm problems there.
I don't think he can change at this point.
No. Don't worry about him.
No, I just meant, honestly, there's something wrong there. Something's not right.
There are a bunch of Democrats that owe Trump an apology.
He'll never get it.
But will they accept the report? Hell no. Now they want the full report released, which will not happen. Do they not understand the law? And it's true. There is a law.
The grand jury stuff, they can't do it.
So what they are asking Barr to do is to break the law. Just think, $25 million spent to find out that nothing was true. I saw a statement from Leon Panetta written after the Clinton investigation. It clearly explains that the AG can release and what the AG can release and what it can't release. So to the morons, Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, Big Mouth Waters, and the left media, how's it feel to have egg all over your face?
They just ignore it.
Yep. That's why they're good at what they do.
They ignore it.
They'll say one thing and it never happened. So now, just shut the hell up and do your damn job. And kiss my ass, you left-loving pieces of... Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah. Now, let's hope that Barr will go after the real conspirators in the FBI and the DOJ. And finally, to Junior. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
So do you really think sanctuary cities are a good idea?
Why did you even ask him that?
Have you ever looked into the problem? Because if you did, I bet you would change your mind, unless you're a sheep and can't think for yourself. You guys are the best, sign the Guardian. Comment to the Guardian?
I wasn't born during the Revolutionary War, so...
Okay.
You know, out of all of the coverage, there was one thing that stuck with me.
What's that?
And it was a comment made by former federal prosecutor Joe DiGenova.
Good guy.
Because love him.
Yeah.
But you know, there was a 4-page letter from the Attorney General.
Yeah.
And he said, out of the whole thing, what people are really missing is not that Mueller didn't have enough evidence of Russian collusion to prosecute. He said, pay attention to the language. He found no evidence. Do you know what that means? It means that they didn't have the evidence to ever open an investigation.
Correct. Yep. Wayback Machine, when we come back, Stan and Haney.
Oftentimes, complete strangers are convinced that we are somehow related. Sadly, we are not. But to these people, we offer you an Irish blessing. May the road... Sorry.
Stan and Haney
on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're back Monday afternoon.
And waiting for the country to recover from the fever dream of the past 2 years.
Yep, that's what it was. Told you. Wayback Machine, coming up here in just a second. Today we're going to look at the bottom of the top 10. Songs 10 through 6.
I'm sorry.
This week in a particular year.
I'm sorry.
What?
This is the turning point. This is the turning point. This is the turning. The walls are closing in. The walls are closing in. Bombshell development.
We've got a clear case of...
There is no doubt about it. The president of the United States. Shut up.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Idiots.
A lot of idiots.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board. It is in Lehigh Acres. Crash. Homestead Road North and Leland Heights Boulevard West. And you are up to date. We do it every Monday. We take a look at what was on the Billboard pop charts this very week in a particular year. Let's find out where we're going. We're going to go 10 through 6 on the pop charts, but where, when?
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1976.
Remember. You heard it.
Oh, I heard.
I'll bet you dance to it.
Oh, not so long ago.
Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 10.
The Bay City Rollers.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Money.
Nailed the post.
Gotta make you turn your head down.
What a pro.
Yep, that's me.
Money. Can't get you in bed.
Well, you really nailed that harmony, too.
Yeah.
The young Scottish band, named after a city in Michigan, made popular by the great Howard Cosell.
Weren't they on his variety show?
Yes, he made them. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, Night. That was his show.
Yep.
It was Howard Cosell, Saturday Night Live.
Yep. That's why Saturday Night Live had to be called NBC's Saturday Night. One lasted longer than the other.
Yeah.
Do I hear a little the police siren in the background there? Was that a police siren?
Oh, there was everything. They were full service entertainment. This right here is the rock and roll that will never die.
This is pop rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bay City Rollers, number 10 this week in 76. Coming in at number 9. A song featured in the movie Slapshot with our buddies, the Hanson Brothers. Maxie Nightingale, right back where we started from.
Damn thing stole my quarter.
Number 9.
When it's all right and it's coming on, we gotta get right back to where we started from. Love is good, love can be strong. We gotta get right back to where we started from.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Right there.
Nailed that post.
I said no one could take your
Did you see Don Jr. was all over Twitter?
Yeah, he was.
You know my favorite thing that he posted?
What?
A meme. Maury Povich. Democrats, yep. The results are in. Donald Trump is your daddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You give me your love. Oh, this is a great one coming in at number 8.
Florida's own.
It's the Bellamy Brothers.
Howard and David.
Let Your Love Flow. This is a great song.
Yes, it is. There's a reason. I think it's close to perfect.
For the sunshine sky, there's a reason. Why I'm feeling so high must be the season. When that love light shines all around us.
The Stan and Haney difference. Nothing wrong with this song.
It's a great song. Feels good.
So let that wonder take you into space and lay you under. It's loving embrace, just feel the thunder. As it warms your face, you can't hold back.
Wait a second, as the thunder warms your face?
Just let your love.
That can burn you.
No, that's lightning.
Yeah, that'll kill you.
Thunder is a concussive thing.
Oh, that's true. So, thunder, what do you say?
Warms your face.
The concussion of the wind and warm breeze.
Yeah, see, as soon as I say there's nothing wrong with it.
And let your love find you to all living things and let your love shine.
You know, I think we may need to get Robert Mueller to spend a couple of years looking into that. What do you mean by that?
For nothing.
Oh, it wasn't for nothing. It was to destroy the country.
Oh, of course.
With the smallest of dreams and let your love show. And you'll know what I mean. It's the season.
Oh, it's the season.
And now they want the release of the full report. And Congress has said, yeah, okay. The president has said, bring it on. Now, when that full report is released and they don't like what's in it, what are they going to do then?
Start a new committee.
And say, we don't want that. We need the report to be classified.
Oh, it's not going
to
end.
We need the report to be reclassified because it says good things.
Yeah, and do a new one.
Yep.
Coming in at number 7. Yeah, they were hit makers, big time hit makers. Aerosmith.
1976, they were there.
Long time ago. Aerosmith and Dream On.
This was their first round of hit-making.
Yep.
Then they got all messed up on drugs for a decade and came back.
Yep. See, there's a band, a lot of staying time. Them, AC/DC.
Well, yeah, but AC/DC never stopped. Aerosmith took 10 years off. From Done With Me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Here's the permanent vacation. It was at least 8 years.
I don't know if it was that long.
It was.
And they had, the band had various members come and go.
Yeah. And they didn't get back together until permanent vacation.
Because I saw them for their Night in the Ruts tour, which was 79-80, and they were already at the end of the road.
Yeah, that was...
That was...
They were still playing, but it was becoming apparent they wouldn't be able to for much longer.
Correct. Actually was in a... They used to allow... Remember arenas? General admission?
Mm-hmm.
And you could bring anything in. And I still remember that, that concert in Springfield, Massachusetts. And Steven Tyler dodging bottles thrown at him because he was so bad. They were booing him.
Well, now we've all seen interviews with Steven Tyler. I want you to think about the heroism of the band members of Aerosmith to put up with him on a daily basis. Can you imagine?
No.
I couldn't.
No. That's why a lot of them left. Joe Perry left during that tour. I don't even know if he was on the tour. He left during the album. Said, I've had it.
I mean, to this day, even a sober Steven Tyler, I couldn't.
Yeah, a little too obnoxious. Scary looking, too.
And I don't mean to say he's a bad guy, but he talks a lot.
He does.
See, other than what we're doing right now, I don't talk.
Unless you're ordering food.
No, I don't order food. Junior does that. He's my little soccer mom. I'll have to explain that to you at some point this week. Junior is my soccer mom.
He determines what you're going to have for dinner?
Well, he has a say in that, but him dealing with people, he explained to me he's got to deal with them as a soccer mom to get results. I watched him on the phone with... was it the seafood place? You were on the phone?
No, it was the pizza place.
Were you on hold for 10
where
minutes?
Where they laughed at me.
Well, no, that's different.
That was a different place, yeah.
No, the seafood place, you were on hold for 10 minutes, and they hung up on you like I told you they would.
Yeah, and then I went full soccer mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yelled at him?
Yeah.
I was on hold for 10 minutes, and line disconnected. I'm very upset right now.
Yeah, can you explain to him what soccer mom is?
It's also referred to as the "May I speak to your manager?"
Yep, I've known a lot of people like that.
Because I didn't know what he meant. Because when they hung up on him, which I predicted would happen,
yeah,
he got all upset and he goes, "That's it, I'm going full soccer mom." And I didn't know what that meant.
What is it also known as?
The "May I speak to your manager?"
Okay. And I said, "Look, man, you know, that's." You're ordering my food, too. I don't want them spitting in it.
Yeah, exactly. That's because today you don't know.
Then I had the guy laugh at me.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst was this place. That it's a Californian place.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did laugh at him. Because he didn't know what kind of barley soup he wanted because they have multiple barleys.
Yeah,
well, and they laughed at him.
The barley bar. This is Rufus.
And Chaka Khan.
Number 6. Sweet Young Thing. Or no, just Sweet Thing. Chaka Khan. Rufus. Sweet Thing. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Oh, you know you're everything.
Mm-hmm.
just standing any different. I'm standing any different.
Soccer mom, soccer mom. That's the Stan and Haney difference.
To speak to your manager.
So I don't want him spitting in my food, man.
Been on hold now for 3 minutes.
And he swore they wouldn't spit in my food. He said, oh, that only happens once in a while. I only did it once.
Did you do that?
I have to admit, yeah. I spit in a customer's drink once.
Oh,
and you did it because he was being a soccer mom.
This was a full soccer mom, though. Like, the worst case I've seen in a long time.
Number one song in the land was The Four Seasons in December 1963.
Was it about barley that you said, I want barley soup, and they laughed at you?
No, I was asking about the sides. Like, I was like, what sides do you have? And then he was like, oh. Yeah, very pompous.
And what place was this?
This was the California place, and right. I ordered a large pizza. You know what they gave me?
Well,
a personal pizza.
That's their large.
Jeez.
That is their large,
that
yeah.
Is their, that's what it is. That's what it is.
I had enough of them.
Yeah.
I don't like California.
We're going to take a break.
I should have known that.
We'll be back.
Then they laugh at him.
Mark Haney.
Well, what sides do you have? Obviously, you're too stupid to eat here.
Mark Haney in the news is next. Stan and Haney.
Two men licensed by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast on public airwaves.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
R-A-D-I.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Just got another person qualified for a golf ball and a chance at winning a customized Stan and Haney golf cart from Carts MD in Fort Myers. We'll qualify more tomorrow. We'll qualify more all week long. Here's the deal. When you qualify, you're going to get yourself a golf ball. It's going to have a number on it. And then a chopper is going to fly over there at Stony Brook Golf Club in Estero, because we're all going to be hanging out at Duffy's Sports Grill. They're going to drop all of these golf balls out onto the green. One closest to the hole is going to get that golf cart, and it is spectacular. Have we posted that picture of that golf cart on our page?
I'll post it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know why. That should be everywhere. That golf cart.
It's a thing of beauty.
Should be in my driveway. But again, when you hear Dave and I arguing, that's your cue to call in. Ninth caller will get qualified to get a golf ball. Well, we'll get a golf ball.
If that was your golf cart, you'd need one more accessory.
What's that?
A truck horn, you know, that you pull on.
Oh, yeah, a little air horn.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd add that on as an extra accessory.
So as you're cruising down through your retirement community in your golf cart, you pull on that thing.
Yep.
Sounds like a Kenworth coming.
Yep. People know I mean business.
Then you pull out the bullhorn.
Yeah. What did I do?
Attention, attention. You must remain on the sidewalk and clean up after your pet.
Did you print traffic up for me?
It's the same BS.
Where did I put it? Did I throw it away?
Daniels
hold
in 41.
Hold on. Did I throw it away?
Probably.
No, I don't think so.
Well, what's that then?
I don't. Well, that's priceless. Will you check and see if there's a traffic on the printer, Junior?
Did you block that guy?
No, I didn't. Not yet. He hasn't responded to the text I sent back to him.
Well, that probably frightened him.
Yeah. We're talking about you, Texter 57 Jackpot. Yeah? What do you think this is? Fun and games around here?
No. There's no fun and there's no games.
And now Texter 53 just texted and wanted to know who's been slacking on the podcasts. There have been no new podcasts because we've been off for a week. Thank you. No, I didn't see this one.
Yeah, because we didn't make new shows, so there haven't been any.
Correct. Now, starting today, there'll be new shows that you can listen to. You haven't missed anything if there wasn't anything on the podcast because we were on vacation.
Yeah. I mean, what the hell? Did people not know it was your birthday week?
Yeah, come on. What the hell's the matter with you people? It was my birthday.
And you were all supposed to honor Stan in your own way.
Yeah, any way you seem fit. let's get you up. New podcast tomorrow.
Could be a moment of quiet reflection.
Yeah.
It could be a gathering.
Yep.
Could be whatever you want.
Could be an act of violence.
As long as you honor Stan.
Could be silent meditation.
In your own way.
Yep. Whatever you feel comfortable
you
with.
You could plant a tree.
I would like that. Plant a tree.
To honor Stan.
Yep. Why did D-Train always update them? No, he got the same damn text that Junior just got. Off, nothing new, no podcast. Today, something new, podcast.
What, did they want us to put the best of out as a podcast?
Well, that ain't happening.
That's too much work.
That's too much work, and let me tell you something. That's a valuable piece of archived material that isn't for general consumption.
What? You're making this up as you go along.
Sure I am. Look, it's plain and simple. Vacation, five shows, repeats. Now, new shows, podcast. If you went with the podcast, you probably have those shows. Although some of them were before podcasts were invented.
Yeah, there was no such thing.
No. So we probably could have used to put them on a podcast, but that, hey, what do you want?
We've done so many shows.
So many shows. You know what? There was one time I went and offered. I said, if tell us your birthday. And we may find a show from your birthday years ago if you want that. But no, nobody wanted them. Now you're wondering where they are. They were repeats.
Yeah, and we have a lot of shows depending on the quality of producer we had at the time.
Correct. Oh, I've got 2.5-3 years where I don't have a complete show. Because there was a bonehead.
Mm-hmm.
A stoop. Hey, Bonehead, are you getting every show recorded?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, hand over the hard drive so I can archive them now. Where are they?
Oh, I thought I'd put my music on there.
Weirdo was always casing my house. You remember that?
Yes. He'd do drive-bys. He did a drive-by at my house. Sicko.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Oh, God. Fort Myers got a crash. 9800 block of Blackwood Circle, right at the Millennium Apartments. Fort Myers crash. Medicus Lane, is that how you say that?
Close enough. Just say it fast.
Medicus Lane and Crystal Drive. And we got another one for you. The 8100 block of Cypress Lake Drive got a crash. And you're up to date. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the evening news and a special report on federal judges tonight in Trouble with the Law.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, March 25th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you did not know. In the 1800s in Austria, single women would put an apple slice in their armpit during dances. Now, at the end of the night, when that apple slice was good and ripe, from being enclosed in the lady's armpit.
Yeah. And remember, keep in mind, back in those days, they didn't have right guard or secret, ladies.
So at the end of the night, when that apple slice was good and ripe, they would present it to the guy who wanted to bang them. And if he really wanted to bang her, he'd have to eat it. He'd have to eat it first.
Take a bite of that seasoned apple.
Go ahead. Bite the big apple.
Don't mind the...
All right, Stan, put your thinking cap on.
All right, let me spin the propeller.
Where and when was Chinese checkers invented?
1700s, Beijing.
Chinese?
Then known as Peking.
Oh, I love a good Peking duck.
Ah!
Chinese checkers was invented in Germany in 1892.
All righty.
How long is a day on Saturn?
Let's think about this. Saturn's one of your big giants.
It's got rings. Yeah. It's gazzies.
Well, gazzies. But it's big and farther out, so the day would be shorter than our day. I don't know. It's definitely shorter, and a day would be, 12 hours.
Close.
What is it?
A full day on Saturn is 10 hours, 33 minutes, and 38 seconds long.
All right, because it's gazzy.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if there's any political body more uptight than a city council.
You get real drama at those things. Personal things come out, fights, you know, there's no decorum.
And most of them don't know what they're doing.
No. A few hundred people voted them in.
We all know the film There's Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Turned out to be a Hollywood blockbuster.
Your Ben Stiller, your Brett Favre.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There were several scenes in There's Something About Mary that were filmed in Plantation, Florida. And the movie's producers were very grateful for the warm welcome and cooperation they got. And they wanted to thank Plantation, Florida in the credits at the end of the movie. But when the city council found out what the movie was about, they demanded not to be included in the credits. Smart move, Plantation.
Here's something that you need to look for. In the movie Just Cause, with Sean Connery and who was the other actor?
Nobody knows.
No, he was a known actor.
Alec Baldwin?
No, black guy.
Ghostbuster?
No, not Ernie Hudson.
Denzel Washington.
No. It was
Eddie Murphy.
No.
Don Cheadle.
No. If only. It would have been a bigger movie. But the huge chunks of Just Cause were filmed in Fort Myers. And the way that they would... Yes, do you have a suggestion?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Fishburne. No. Fishburne might have been it. There was another... Blair Underwood.
I literally have the poster pulled up right now.
Oh.
Wasn't Blair Underwood in that movie, too?
He looks nothing like Larry Fishburne.
No, but Fishburne might have been in it, but I think Blair Underwood is... Yeah, that's Fishburne, but I also think Blair Underwood was the convict in there. Do your homework, son. But...
Because we were doing mornings when they were filming that.
Yes, we were. And they were doing scenes. Sean Connery was in Fort Myers. So... Everybody was waiting for the movie to come out. It was a pretty big hit. It did all right at the box office. And the credits are rolling down. Okay, yeah, Plantation wanted to be off the credits. Fort Myers was in the credits in the movie Just Cause, spelled wrong. Not M-Y-E-R-S.
Like a hot dog.
M-E-Y-E-R-S.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, if you watch it, if you get Netflix and you want to see it, it's still sitting there. Nobody ever bothered to correct it.
That would cost a lot of money.
Thank the city of Fort Myers, M-E-Y.
And who cares about those yokels anyway?
Yep. See, was I right?
You were right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who, Blair Underwood?
Yeah.
We should have been in that movie.
We should have. We should have been an extra. They did one of those things where they had the casting call for extras.
Yeah, but we should have been invited. Of course. Not going to some cattle call.
Hell no. That's why we're not in it.
Boy, the times, they are a-changin'. As you said during the headline, Stan, there was a time when a 15-year-old girl wasn't married. She was an old maid, a spinster.
That's the truth.
According to a new study by the University of Chicago, for the first time ever, the majority of young people are single. 51% of Americans between 18 and 34 are now single. This study has been ongoing since 1986, and it's the highest number ever.
Yeah, a lot of high school sweethearts used to get married right out of high school.
Now, to put it in perspective, it's 51% now. The previous high was 45% back in 2016. The lowest since 1986 was in 2004 with 33%. The study broke it down even further and found 21% of people between 35 and 49 are single, 26% between 50 and 64, and 37% over 65.
Mm.
It's not surprising, and we know the reason.
Capable of anything.
They're all crazy.
Yep.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
What? What happened over there? What happened?
So some lady just called and she just started yelling, Blair Underwood, Blair Underwood.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, we already covered that.
Well, she's probably listening on a delay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Thank you, nice lady.
How about that Diablo sandwich and Dr. Pepper?
Make it snappy. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
First thing I do when I get home, I'm going to punch your mama in the mouth. There is no way came from my loins. There is a 28-year-old gent named Ben Winship from England. He's getting married next month.
Well, good for him.
And for the past year, he and his a-hole buddies have been planning a massive bachelor party in Vegas. All of his friends kicked in at least $900 each.
Gee!
For a total bachelor budget of $10,000. They gathered up the money and handed it off to Ben's best man to make the arrangements. What could go wrong?
Oh, what could go wrong?
It turns out Ben didn't choose his best man wisely.
Mm.
All of the money was embezzled. No arrangements were made. He just took the cash.
Took the money and run. Kind of like Brad Beasley today warning Dave, you've got three gas cards in your hand for the vans. Bring them back.
Well, the best man was just arrested for fraud. As for Ben, he says he and his remaining friends.
Right.
Because remember, everybody got taken.
Yep.
They'll simply be going to a local bar.
Gotta make do.
Ben's mommy is very upset and set up a GoFundMe page so that he could have a cool bachelor party. Mm. But it's not really taken off.
No, nobody cares.
But Ben's mom has an extra $2,000 now.
Oh, there. She's got... So $12,000, none of it going to that bachelor party. I'll tell you that right now.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, yeah, it's one of those good news, bad news stories.
Okay, what are you going to give me first?
It's all mixed.
Really? Good news, bad news, good news, bad news?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a 52-year-old gent named Michael Walters from Pine Lake Park, New Jersey. And he is the manager of a traveling Little League team for kids 10 and under.
Okay, so far so good.
Well, last Wednesday, the other coaches figured out Michael had stolen about $6,500 of the team's fundraising money.
It's still less than what the best man made off with.
Mm-hmm. So the rival coaches called the cops on him.
Okay.
The cops got in touch with Michael and advised him he would be arrested the following day.
What is that, tipping him off?
I guess giving him the chance to cooperate. Well, what to do? Michael knows he's caught. And he knows he's stolen $6,500 from kids.
Oh, yeah,
Not a good look.
No.
Not a good look.
The optics.
I've got one day to figure this out. What to do? Well, he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Bright and early Thursday morning, Michael robbed a bank.
All right!
Got enough money to pay back the team and then some. Promptly deposited the bank robbery money in the team account.
Good, good, good.
But, you know, once they're taking a look at you, hard to get away with anything. The cops quickly connected the dots.
Yeah.
And he's making cash deposits. And they also, they were able to match his car to the bank robbery, and well, he was still arrested for theft for the Little League embezzling, and now, of course, bank robbery charges added on to it. So
yeah, couldn't miss him.
You know what? The man tried. He tried to do the right thing.
Did he?
And this is what he gets. I'm thinking from his perspective.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Monday, March 25th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We are Stan and Haney.
We're in the business of taking lives and saving virginity. Or is it the other way around? F*** it. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Indeed.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. What do you got there? Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock.
And remember, you can't spell bro without Rob.
Right. Let's get you updated one more time. With traffic brought to you by Jet's Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, where are we?
We're in Estero.
I know that. Where are we on the page here?
And it's 2019.
Yep, thank you. Fort Myers got a crash. Oh, Destination Drive in State Road 82.
And that's where the happening spot is.
Yep, that's your destination. And one more, Lehigh Acres. The 700 block of Leland Heights Boulevard East.
I liked it better when you called it Lehigh.
Lahai. I'll think about that.
Like L'chaim.
Well, yeah. Well, it's spelled E.
Lahai.
It's not like L-E-E. High. It's, there's a G in there. Lahai. let's laugh a little bit.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Summer's finally ending. Thank God. No more cicadas. Have we had enough of the cicadas making noise in the trees all summer? What the hell is that noise? Somebody told me it's a mating call, man. Can you believe it? Can you imagine if that's how we picked up our spouses, huh? With that? You walk into a singles bar. Hey, baby, how's it going? God, there's too many animals anyways, isn't there? Do we need them all? Do we need birds, for Christ's sake, huh? Do we need birds flying all around, buddy? What do we need birds for, sir? Crows? Do we need crows? Dig this. I'm laying in bed the other night having a nice little sleep, right? Sunlight comes up in the morning. Sunbeam comes through my window, hits me in the face. My little eyes flutter open. I'm laying in bed and all I can hear out in the garden is the merry song of every bird in the bird kingdom. It's like... And then all of a sudden... What the hell is he so pissed off at 6 in the morning? It's like going to a beautiful opera on a Saturday night. Ave Maria! Ah!
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Oh, I do this for Haney on Mondays.
No, it's not necessary.
Focus drives everything. It drives your thoughts and emotions. Focus isn't just about being productive. It's about experiencing the best quality of life. Try this. Make fewer decisions. You want to rein in your focus. Yeah. The more decisions you have to make each day, the more your brain becomes fatigued. So stop browsing, surfing the web, and reading everyone's tweets, and have a defined mission. If you want to get more focus in your life, make fewer decisions.
Motivational Monday. Hey,
great stuff. Poor UCF yesterday in the tournament. Playing number one Duke in the second round.
That's a nice draw.
And they're leading with, like, seconds to go. Finally, timeout. 7.7 seconds on the clock. Score tied. Ball, two opportunities. Ball bouncing around on the rim. UCF loses to Duke by 1 point. 1 point. Here's who's left.
Tigers and Tigers, Blue Devils and Red Raiders, Spartans, Bulldogs and the Boilermakers, Hokies, Seminoles, Volunteers, Tar Heels, Cougars, Cavaliers, Wildcats and Wolverines, would you believe what the Duck Organs in as a 12 seed, the Sweet 16.
You know, it's very important around these neck of the woods for some laughter. What was that? Jeez.
Oh, he's just becoming familiar with that.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got that again. We had that same sound years ago.
Years. 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by our friends at Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Now that he is completed his 2+ year investigation, what will St. Robert Mueller do next?
What will he do next? He's got to have a lot of free time now, huh?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Robert Mueller tweets.
Top Robert Mueller tweets.
Hey, heading back to Salem to keep hunting witches.
There's a witch right there. Let's get her.
I changed my mind. I'm amending my report. Indicting one more person. Trump's barber. Why does the feminine hygiene aisle at Safeway remind me of MSNBC?
Don't call women crazy.
Hey, you shut up, you crazy
you're
bitch.
You're crazy.
No,
you are.
You old bitch.
Now I can focus on investigating the biggest threat facing the country.
Yes.
Celebrities bribing their kids into college.
Yep.
I got the butt of gold.
What the hell?
To be completely honest, I would like to probe Ivanka.
Yeah.
To be really, really honest, I don't really even understand what it is I was investigating.
I believe it.
Ha 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 ha. I'm dying. This is gold. Pure gold.
Why don't you shut up?
Finished just in time to work on my summer bikini bod.
Living in America.
Woo!
Ah, station to station.
Hit me.
Yeah.
There's my brother. Time to take a long vacation and do a little colluding with the missus.
It is ma'am.
Been out of the loop for a few years. Why is everyone glaring at me when I crank Michael Jackson tunes?
Yeah. Uh-oh, the Neverland roller coaster. Look out.
Excited to announce next collusion investigation. Chris Christie and Hometown Buffet.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top Robert Mueller tweet.
Yes.
At George Lucas, any tips for handling disappointed fans?
Where's the hair, hair, hair? All right.
Where's that pot of gold?
I got the pot of gold.
Yeah, that's worth it.
And that, my friends, is the foreign climate.
Elvis
has left the building.
Left the building.
Had to.
Freddie.
Blue skies. Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.